protesters with the Anti-Abortion Center for Bioethical Reform held up large signs across from the state capitol building in Juneau last week depicting graphic images of aborted fetuses. In response to complaints, some state employees tried to block the protest signs with official vehicles. The incident led Governor Sean Parnell and state Senate Republicans to charge the demonstrators' free speech rights had been violated. Casey Kelly has more.
The signs were hard to miss, showing what protesters claimed to be the bloody aftermath of an abortion. Officials at the Diamond Courthouse, directly across from the Capitol building, received complaints about the images. So Alaska Court System Deputy Administrative Director Doug Wolliver says a longtime court employee requested state vehicles park in front of the signs.
Our employee at the court system had received some complaints about the graphic nature of the photographs, particularly given that it was by a daycare center, I guess, in the Tom Stewart building. His thought was, well, maybe we can just put some vans in the parking area, which is, you know, for loading and unloading and all kinds of other regular daily uses anyway, as a way to try to create a buffer.
Some protesters apparently complained to a state lawmaker, and by Wednesday, a video of the vehicles parked in front of the signs was posted on the Restoring Liberty PAC website, run by failed U.S. Senate candidate Joe Miller. Another heavily edited video posted Friday shows demonstrators trying to block a van from parking in the loading and unloading zone in front of the courthouse. A Capitol security official asks a protester not to stand or sit in the middle of the street. When the man refuses, the security guard attempts to escort him to the sidewalk. In the ensuing struggle, the protester falls to the ground. On the Senate floor Friday, Wasilla Republican Mike Dunleavy called the incident a blatant violation of free speech.
These protesters were not yelling and screaming. They were not saying anything. They were standing there silently. Yet we had several vans, state of Alaska vans, parked in front of those protesters. We had one of the protesters, it's on the video, that was manhandled. This is an outrage.
Governor Parnell released a statement blaming the situation on employees with the court system, the legislature, and the Department of Administration, and calling their actions totally inappropriate. Eagle River Senator Fred Dyson took it a step further while talking to reporters at a Senate Majority press conference on Friday.
I suspect whoever was responsible will at least get talked to about it and may get time off to work on the resume.
Andy Mills, a spokesman for Administration Commissioner Becky Holtberg, said the department's vehicles only blocked the protest for 45 minutes on Tuesday. He said the employees involved would receive training about not interfering with demonstrations. Legislative Affairs Director Pam Varney denied involvement by employees at her agency. Wolliver says the court employee realizes it was the wrong decision. However, he says calling it a violation of free speech might be a little strong.
Well, I don't know if it violated free speech. They were still on the sidewalk. They were still visible. I think they moved down a few feet. But it was inappropriate on the part of the court. So everybody, I think, agrees it was not the right call to make.
According to the Juneau Police Department, the Center for Bioethical Reform did not apply for a parade permit, which would have been needed for a demonstration anywhere off the sidewalk. No arrests were made, and the protest wrapped up without further incident Wednesday afternoon. In Juneau, I'm Casey Kelly.
And you can see some videos from last week's protest by going to our website at ktoo.org. Southeast communities won and lost when the Senate Finance Committee released its capital budget last week. Some projects proposed by the governor were cut, but others were added. Coast Alaska's Ed Schoenfeld has more on the story.
Every year, Alaska lawmakers collect want and need lists from communities, organizations, and individuals in their districts. It's been much the same this legislative session.
There's close to $50 million in requests from Juneau alone.
Dennis Egan represents the capital city and a number of nearby communities in the state Senate.
There's $43 million from Petersburg. Chenecy has requested money. Right now I have a restroom for Gustavus, but there are other requests from Gustavus as well.
It is a tough year.
House Minority Leader Beth Kurtula represents the same communities.
I guess I can be the bearer of bad news this year in that I think many capital projects that we would have absolutely hoped to have funded will not be funded.
The Senate Finance Committee's capital budget added some Southeast projects to the list proposed by Governor Sean Parnell in December. There's $73,000 for that Gustavus restroom, $10 million towards Ketchikan's Medical Center addition, and $2.5 million for Petersburg's police station and jail. Egan, a former Senate Finance Committee member, says the panel also inserted money for regional hydro projects.
It went out, it's back in now, and at this time, but things change, especially near end of session, includes three Southeast projects.
There's $4 million towards Sitka's Blue Lake expansion, almost $7 million for Hoonah's Gartina Falls development, and $3.3 million towards Tenneke Springs Indian River Hydro. But along with the additions, Senate Finance removed some projects from the governor's budget. It cut $10 million towards a highway north out of Juneau and $3 million for Ketchikan's Schoenbar Road water and sewer project. Also removed was about $1.4 million for a pair of Sitka Road projects. Figures from the legislature show Southeast capital spending totaling about $195 million. That includes around $20 million in additions and $4 million in cuts. Lawmakers usually add smaller amounts, such as grants for nonprofit groups, to what Senate Finance drafts. Egan says, maybe not this year.
We were told a few days ago that there would be no discretionary funding on the Senate side this year. I hope that's not the case. We're working hard on trying to get it back.
Juneau Representative Kathy Munoz, a House Finance Committee member, says she won't be able to contribute much.
The community project money, it's referred to as discretionary money. We have not yet been told what that amount will be for this year. But we have been told it will be less than previous years.
One of the largest projects in the region is the new State Library, Archives, and Museum facility, known as SLAM. It's in for $20 million, but Egan says it's listed as a Juneau project.
And it's a statewide project, and we're having issues right now about a change that was made to include us, that statewide project, SLAM, into our budget. We don't think that's correct.
That makes Juneau's total appear larger than it is, and it could displace other projects within the district. Both chambers of the legislature have to pass the same version of the capital budget for it to be finalized, so there may still be room for some additional projects. Of course, the governor can veto items he deems untimely or unnecessary. This is Ed Schoenfeld in Juneau.
And you can also check out the capital budget for yourself by going online to our website at ktoo.org. And news from outside of Juneau, a Fairbanks man was arrested on drunken driving charges twice last week. Alaska State Troopers say they arrested 21-year-old Albert Baker for drunken driving last Monday. He was out on bail Thursday when a Fairbanks police officer stopped him. The officer suspected Baker was intoxicated and called another officer to assist. As police were investigating, Baker allegedly took off in his Dodge Charger, traveling at speeds of more than 120 miles per hour before the vehicle was stopped by spike strips. Police say Baker ran from the car and was tackled by an Alaska State Trooper. Besides the DUI, Baker was charged with resisting arrest, refusing to submit to a chemical test, and failing to stop at the direction of a peace officer.